This is Checking the Diary for Wednesday, October 21st, spoken by Elswith. So we're going to start this Checking the Diary with a riddle. Are you excited? This riddle has a one-word answer. Lead me along like I'm some kind of pet. I'll stay on my knees till I work up a sweat. If I've been naughty, I deserve a few spanks. Latch one on for a walk, and I'll show you my thanks. It's pretty easy, right? Would you like a second one? Next time. Alright, so let's get back to the actual business of checking the diary. I am breaking all the rules by clicking while I'm doing this because I have my notes also on the screen. So, first of all, hello to my new patrons. It's interesting to see how some of you are finding me. The messages I've gotten have been really fun, but all my messages are fun. Whether it's from new patrons or old ones or people just sending me randomness. So hello to Scott and Marcel and Pablo, and as well to Byron, who has outed himself as some kind of a masochist because he offered to play librarian and index all of my various content. And I'm probably going to take him up on that offer. And someone else has suggested a JOI file, an edging one. If you don't know what a JOI file or session might be, go ahead and Google JOI. Just don't, do it in front of other people at the moment. And he wanted it to feature a fleshlight. You can Google that too, but come on. You should know what that is. Although I will say, I've never owned or seen in person or used, on somebody else. Guess it wouldn't on myself. A fleshlight. Interesting, huh? I have talked to others about sleeves, and some have made purchases, and people know that I have sleeves in my toy box. And my experience with them, including the ones that I don't know if it's because of the lube, I don't know if it's because of how they get washed and then sometimes thrown back into luggage to sit a while. But this one particular one has turned into a sticky, sluggy, disgusting mess. I usually refer to them as squeaky toys because they do make an interesting noise a lot of times while being used. And I think squeaky toy is hilarious and more fun to say than cock sleeve. But yeah, when they turn into like goo, that's unpleasant. Maybe I can get a sponsor, a toy sponsor who, has a cock sleeve that they recommend that doesn't turn into a soggy mess. Anyway, I've usually been careful to not mention names unless someone deliberately says, hey, say my name. Now that song's in my head. But I'm starting to think it's not that much of a problem, right? Because if this person calls themselves Al, so I'll call them Al as well, I think that's okay. Can I call you Al? Another song. Okay, and then Steven sent me this really nice image of lots of pink and ribbons and gathers and elastic and panties from Italian Vogue. And I had told him that my Italian is so rusty. I really, 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 really need to work on... Well, it's not even rusty. It's basically non-existent. I need to work on it. While I was in Italy, I made it a point to go through the newspaper And at one point realized I was translating the personal ads when I kept coming across bra sizes. Let's see, what else? Oh, Tony wrote me a great short story. It's so, so, so good. It's called The Ball of Light, and I will double check with him to see if I can read it. And if so, yeah, I definitely will. I'll probably read it as maybe a standalone thing. I think it's a nice story. I think if read and put to the right music, it could even be, I don't know, a bit of a bedtime story. Who knows? Speaking of, not bedtime stories, but just speaking of sessions, if you are enjoying the mindless mantras with the mindful breathing, that is part of a larger mindless mantra session. And I'm planning to release that one in two formats. One will be simply the mantras, the affirmations, and the other one will have the full induction and deepener to go through, and then the affirmations said while under. So I don't know exactly when that's coming out. I know it's recorded. Part of it is up to PETA and as it gets edited. But I know he's busy going through personal content for me at the moment. I still think it's crazy that I offered you all a trick or treat surprise and you went for trick. But don't worry, I had fun with that. You, in this crazy uncertain time of waiting to see when lockdown would happen, how long it would last, and what all it would inconvenience and so on, thinking of a way to trick you all with a neat Halloween theme has been a lot of fun. So thanks for that. Thanks for giving me an excuse to mess with you all. Like I really needed one, but it's also extra fun to have one, right? I think that's it for checking the diary. Thanks again for those who have enjoyed Lumber Slumber, especially those who love the name. I know, for like SEO and hashtags, whatever, keywords, I should name things differently. I totally get that. But I don't want to, because I think it's fucking hilarious to name a sleep hypnosis session that uses a tree Lumber Slumber. Right? Right. You're not going to forget what it's about. You're not going to forget what it wants you to do. It's clear, concise writing. Okay, so this is it for checking the diary. I hope you guys are having a good Wednesday. I know we're going into fall. I know if you live around where I do, it kind of bites that the upcoming holidays have been basically called off. No trick-or-treat, no bonfire night. I'm pretty damn sure I won't be able to do my Thanksgiving celebration here either, but you know, it is what it is. We have each other. We can continue to play, right? Less outside distractions and more fucking with all of you. So have a great Wednesday. Talk to you soon.